We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Money too tight to mention.
Thanks, Andy. It's 7:35 on this Friday, the 9th day of February, 2018. This is Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA, and I'm John Reed. So thankful that you're with us here as we wrap up another week. As you heard Andy mention, we do have a deal to keep the government open and, in theory at least, to fund the government or to operate the government or to at least have a blueprint for the government. Let me amend this a couple of times. For the next 2 years, fund it for the next 6 months. Romina Baccia is a fiscal and economic expert at the Heritage Foundation up in D.C., and she joins us now on the telephone to give us an assessment of what the Congress has actually done. Good morning to you, Romina. How are you?
Good morning. I could be better if Congress hadn't voted to bankrupt the country last night, but otherwise doing well.
I agree with you, and it's not just that I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, objectively, no matter whether you want to close your eyes or you want to do creative bookkeeping, we are bankrupt. So what is the solution here? Did we just miss the opportunity to fix this?
No. So what they did last night was actually unprecedented in the history of the Budget Control Act. If we think back to 2011, the last time we had trillion-dollar deficits, Congress actually passed a deficit reduction deal called the Budget Control Act that put caps in place. Over the years of the Obama administration, they did revise those caps to allow for upward adjustments in defense and non-defense spending. But every time they did so, they actually paid for those spending increases with spending cuts elsewhere. This did not happen last night. Last night, Congress agreed just to bust the budget caps to more than triple the previous increases that we saw under the Obama administration and not pay for it. And that is why this deal is fundamentally different from the deals made during the Obama administration. And if you look at the overall size, this is the largest spending increase since the stimulus bill in 2009. That is troubling.
That's a lot of money to go out the door. And I guess that was the point that Rand Paul, the senator, the Republican senator from Kentucky, was making when he was really calling out his own party and his own colleagues with R behind their name, saying, hey, you hated Barack Obama's spending plans. Then why are you going along with this just because we have a Republican in the White House? I assume that you agree with that kind of chastisement.
He was really one of the few people who stood up in the Senate, pretty much the only one who said, we can't go on like this. And he was absolutely right. And there's no justification for this massive spending increase. And let's think about this for a second. By the time appropriators write these spending bills, we will be at the end of March. That means that federal government agencies will only have about 6 months left before the end of the fiscal year, which ends in September, arrives. And once that happens, any funds that they haven't spent, they will lose. And if there's one thing a government bureaucrat cannot stand, is being unable to spend money. But they're going to find ways, or try to find ways, to shovel those additional billions of dollars out the door as fast as they can. And I predict we are going to see tens of billions of dollars in government waste just because they have to spend the money. And the contracts aren't written, and there are no shovel-ready projects. This is just going to waste a lot of taxpayer money.
So this deal is done, it appears, and I'm guessing that the president's going to sign it. I don't know why he hasn't signed it already. It seems to me that that's a stupid communications move, if not a practical move, since a lot of federal workers still aren't going into work this morning, it seems. That's what I'm hearing. What is your advice going forward for Republicans? I guess Democrats don't care about the same things that you and the Heritage Foundation would be talking about, but what would your advice be going forward, real fast?
So to the extent that this deal is done, they do actually have another opportunity by May 23rd. This just sets the top line. This sets the maximum that Congress should appropriate. They could appropriate a lot less than this, and there's no reason why they shouldn't. I think they should give first justification for how these funds will be spent so that we know that they're not just going to be wasted. And beyond that, they suspended the debt limit until next year after the election in March. They need to come forth with a long-term budget strategy, so they should do a budget. The House should pass a budget. The Senate should pass a budget. And then they should use reconciliation to pursue welfare reform, just as they had promised to all these members who voted for this deal last night.
Well, somebody's got to get serious. I know people think that I'm just being nasty and negative when I say that something bad is going to happen in our lifetime and we're not going to be able to recover from it. But it sounds like you would agree with me that this is not the way to run a family budget, and it sure as heck not the way to run a federal budget for a responsible big country with a lot of needs.
We haven't seen debt levels like what we're experiencing now and what we're about to experience since the middle of World War II. And we are not at war with any major nation. So what happens when we do have another economic crisis, or when we do find ourselves in a bigger national security challenge? We won't have the fiscal space to address it like we did in the past. We could very quickly find ourselves in a very difficult and dangerous position.
Romina Baccia from the Heritage Foundation. I don't think you're Chicken Little incorrectly stating that the sky is falling. I think you're sending up warning flares about something that should be pretty obvious to all of us. And I appreciate you joining us here on Richmond's Morning News. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.